Okay. So we're going to start with the psicha, which is he talks about which lavim you're over when you say lashon hara. So the first thing is a maragel b'chaveiro, a person that says lashon hara or achilos on his friend over b'lo sasa, he's over a lav in the Torah. What's the lav? Shenemar. I think there's one here. Shenemar. Lo yiseylech rochel be'amecha. Do not go as a rochel. A rochel is someone that carries around items from place to place. Peddler. So you carry things from one to the other. So technically, this is more along the lines of Rechilas than Lashon Hara, because the idea is you're carrying a story that was said to you from one person, you're bringing it over to the other. Oh, I heard he did this to you. I heard that that's what happened. I'll be sure. I'm missing it's true. How is that machrich es ha'olam has the power to destroy the world? There's Lashon or the Rambam that there's something even worse than this. Okay, which is speaking negatively about someone. It's included in the Rechil. So, as far as the lavim are concerned, the law of Lashon Hara is included in the law of Rechilus, even though it's really a little bit different. But the point of Rechilus is that by carrying the information from A to B, your speech to B made that A is now upset, right? Because by telling B what A did about him, you're creating a sinner. So with your words, so you're making it that A is now upset. So same thing by Lashon Hara, by your words, negative words about A, you're also making him upset about your words. And it's included in the lav in a general sense. It's called Motzi Shemra. Now, Lamaisa Rechilos could be, it's not negative at all. It's not negative. It could be, it's just something that's going to get him upset. So let's say you say to someone, oh, I heard this guy,
People don't like when you talk about them. So just by
right,
hearing that someone was
right,
talking
right.
about
You're
you.
talking about you, but you, what was said was not specifically negative. So why would it get him upset? It would get him upset because he has some other reason why he would get him upset. So, for example, let's say, I tell you that I'm going to open a pizza shop, and you went in and told the owner of the existing pizza shop that I'm opening. Now, it's mutter for me to do that. I have 100% heter, no negative, nothing negative. But Maisa, you're telling him something that's going to get him upset at me, and I'm going to be upset that he knows now that he's upset at me. So it's rechilus. Rechilus has nothing to do with being negative.
Plenty of left on half under plenty of left on.
So I tell you that I'm opening a store, and you tell him that I'm opening the store. That's Rechilus. He's saying it's not
Doesn't
Allah.
have to
He's
be a
not speaking of.
connection between the original medaber and the one who the middle person's saying to?
No, it affects him for whatever reason.
Even though it's not a left on.
Right. Right.
Okay,
Anytime that
that's.
you say something that is going to make you bring information to a third party that's going to make the third party upset at the first party, as long as he is. Even if the first party didn't do anything wrong. A lot of times it's like that. He didn't do anything wrong. He's going to be upset because he's upset about that fact.
That's the Rechilas, and that's Rechilas. Is
Right.
there Disney Rechilas in
Yeah, Lashon Hara is negative.
Lashon
Rechilus is not negative. Rechilus is carrying information around. So let's say you and I both have a yeshiva and we're looking to hire a rebbe. And okay, I guess that's not really okay, I'm not exactly sure that example. But the point is that my other example is for sure Rechilus. Because you're saying something that's gonna that he's gonna take and he's gonna make it. It's gonna be even though it's all shahara, it's a negative about me, but it's information that's I'm upset that you shared with him, and now he's upset at me because I'm doing something that's gonna hurt him.
Right.
Even well, though so, it's
not saying that, but I guess
that's included in Rukhilas.
He doesn't say anything like that.
I mean, there's a whole safety okay, here. Yeah. but the Maisa, I'm just saying the reason he's stressing Lashon Hara is Bechal is Mesaper Begnus Chavera. Rukhilas is not Dafka Gnus Chavera. That's my point.
Okay.
My point is Lashon Hara is focused on negative. Rukhilas is focused on making A and C and making the two parties be upset at each other.
What we call it,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm schmoozing around. So that's the love. Okay, now v'oiver nami amisaper I mekabel belav v'leisisa shema shav. You're carrying with you shema shav, which Chazal Darshan doesn't mean the name of Hashem. It means any information for no reason. Also, you're bringing around something interesting. Now, by the way, you look at Rashi. I've said over this verse before. I heard it from Rav Tzitzel. The Gevaldik of Art. Rashi over there says, how do we know that Rachel means a peddler in the sense of Rechilas? So Rashi says that in Lashon Kodesh you could switch the chaf for a gimel. So Memela, it's rogil as in a miragil. I'm going to spy out something, and I'm spying out all the interesting information and bringing it back to the person. So he said, why are we focusing on that he's a spy? We should focus on that he's a blabbermouth. He talks to it. Why are we focusing on the spy, Shabbat?
Before he said anything, he's right. Absorbing information.
Oh. So as Joe said, so the shirish of the problem with the Rechilas is that you're too busy with what's going on by end altogether. The spying out information, once you have the information, what you're spying means, I want to know what he's doing to him and what he's doing about that and how's he responding to this. So I'm in everybody's kishkas. Right? So he's being miragel. So he says the shirish is the miragel. Once you have all the information, you're bound to speak it out also. The mida is not the saying. The mida is the interest and the over-obsessiveness of what's tzatzach bayanu.
That's like the shirish.
That's the shirish of the problem. He says that's why it's the issue is the lab is referred to as Rechilas, which is miragel. He's a spy. He's busy spying by. He's busy spying out and getting all the information. You're so curious what's going on. You're gonna end up talking about it. That's the shirish is not that you can't control your speech. The shirish is you're too curious and you're too involved in everything else. Just focus on. You have plenty of work to be busy with. Just focus on your own. You know, da'aramis. That's what he said. And the Einze, he said another part one time. She also upset over him before, but it's Yisrach of Art. So he said that being Danas Kavel Kafstos is a Gvaldika Darga, amazing level. When someone comes late to davening, so you don't start thinking to yourself, he's late. You think to yourself, oh, he's probably helping with the kids and this and that. And maybe he was up late on a Shver Rajma and he couldn't wait, whatever. You don't know what's going on. So Imam is down on the Kafstos. So I'm going to say this to say, that there's one level higher than being down on the Kafstos, which is you don't down him at all.
Right.
It's not your business. What do you care if you can't like or not? Just pay attention to your down. What do you look? Oh, you can't. Why? Oh, instead of saying he's bad, I'm saying he's good. What do you care? What are you busy with? Why even like spending time downing him at all? It's the same idea, kind of, that, kind of like mind your own business, basically, on this stuff. Okay, now, the third one. Over here, Chazal, that when it says, Hishomer b'negat tzaras, pashtas, it means if a person has a negat, they can't cut it off. Right? So Chazal learned from there, Pishu b'sifra, demashe, kosa atar, lishmor me'oid. Be very careful from tzaras. Hakavana shelo lishkoyach. Don't forget milihizar milashon hara. Don't forget about lashon hara. Shelo tovay alecha tzaras. I didn't see for that. The way to be shomer neged tzaras, take tzaras seriously, is by being shomer from lashon hara. So first be shomer from lashon hara, and being shomer from lashon hara, then you're being shomer from neged tzaras.
Prevent it from happening.
Correct. Nice chiddush on that.
It's more like the medrash, right? Like the...
What, that you're over? How does he?
I mean, I don't know.
He's going with the chazal that tzaras comes from lashon hara.
In other words, he's not going to say that the pasuk tzara, the pasuk. Pshat, he's not going to say there's no love cutting off the nega.
No, no, he's also saying the drush is from the extra words of Lishma Ma'oid. That's what he's saying. He's saying the Shomer B'negat Saras is going on, don't cut off. Lishma Ma'oid is Bimarbe not to even come to the Saras. That's the extra word, Lishma Ma'oid. Okay? Okay, so a person that's ruggle, so every time a person speaks lashon hara, they're over these three lavin, basically. Now, besides for that, he's going to go on a whole list of lavin that you could be over theoretically, not every time, but technically you could be over when you're speaking lashon hara. So the next one is you're over on hamisaper v'hamikabel b'lav d'l'sneiver l'sitin mechshol. The listener and the teller could be over with an either. I say could be, because it could be that the guy that you said it to is not Makabalit, so you're not over with an either because he didn't do an Aveira. So it's not Muchach the over with an either. The guy that's listening, not Muchach was over with an either, because it could be the guy who would have said it to someone else. Possibly. Maybe that's not called an either, or there are two people there. So it's not Muchach always that there's with an either. But now he's already on the part of the list that is not muchach to happen. It just could happen. So if a person is rogel in lashon hara, they're bound to bump into many, many lavim besides for the ikar three that he mentioned now. So that list we will, as with Hashem, continue tomorrow. All right? Shkoyach, everybody said. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.